Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, and here's where we talk with people about what's going on in therapeutic boarding schools, wilderness therapy programs, and other programs and schools for struggling teens. Today, I have Tammy Harris on here. Tammy is the Director of Spiritual Care and the chaplain at Heritage School in Utah, and has a very interesting aspect on a secular school that has a spiritual religious aspect to it. So welcome. Good to have you here, Tammy.
Thank you, Lon. I appreciate this interview.
Okay. And just for the record, this is December 4th, 2014. Now, I first got onto this with the press release you did about a kosher kitchen. And the kosher kitchen, you claim, is the first kosher kitchen in an RTC in the country. So how did that come about, doing a kosher kitchen?
Well, several years ago, we had a change in the director of food services. And then when that happened, and I learned a little bit more about what the needs would be to facilitate a kosher kitchen, I thought, I think this is the time. I think we can make it work. And we started really small scale, 2 toaster ovens, 2 toasters, 2 crock pots, you know, really small scale for doing things.
So you started doubling up on things.
Doubling up on things in the beginning, right? And so where 2 ovens would be needed, we didn't have the full size oven. We just had the countertop toaster ovens that we could bake something in. We had 2 microwaves, so we did those sorts of things. We were only we only had 2 boys at the time who were wanting to follow the kosher diet, but we thought, well, we can make this work. We learned how to, for instance, in between cycles in the dishwasher, we would wash those things that had been cooked with dairy, and then run an empty cycle, and then those things with meat run an empty cycle, and do other dishes. And so that tended to work, as we just figured out how to do it. Talking with Rabbi Benny Zippel, and he was our greatest source. We just figured out how to do it. So we did. Parents were thrilled. We bought our kosher food, the meats that we needed out of Los Angeles. It was transported on a freezer truck on its way to take the Zippels their frozen meat as well. Many things that we can get at Costco and regular stores. You know, that
okay.
wasn't a problem.
We're eating up time, so you expanded that to the full kosher kitchen, because I understand you had some contributions from parents back in Chicago.
Yes, we did. So we had a mom that said, I want to make this bigger and better, and I'm going to raise the funds for it. And so over about a 16-month period of time, she raised all of the funds to put in a full-blown kosher kitchen, 2 big ovens, the hood, countertops, everything that was needed, microwaves. And then again, the new pots and pans, knives, everything that was needed.
So now you can do a full-fledged kosher diet. Everything's blessed by the rabbi or however it goes. And this is for the kids that want a kosher. And you have what, about a dozen, 15 kids that are involved now?
Well, we have 17 Jewish youth, but only one of those is wanting to be on a kosher diet at this time. Others come from homes, kosher homes, but they're kind of being a bit rebellious right now. I don't want to do that. Mom and Dad made me when I was at home. I'm not going to do that here. So that was another thing we can't make them do. We can't make them stay on a kosher diet. So they get to choose. And sometimes they do.
So this is part of what you're doing, and you're doing for the Jewish students that the option is there if they want to do a kosher diet.
Right.
Now, this is in the context of you're doing special things for others. Talk about the general spiritual experience that you have at Heritage School or the option that they have.
So when a student comes to campus, they have an option to not attend any worship services or to attend a worship service of their choice. Interfaith worship service is like a non-denominational but not a non-denominational Christian, really, truly an interfaith. So, for instance, the Sunday before Yom Kippur, that might be what we're talking about that day. The Sunday before Purim, I'm telling the story of Esther. On Palm Sunday, it's all about what Palm Sunday means. And so I go through the different religious holidays and spend time teaching all of the students what that means to their friends, because
I presume you've just gone through Advent or are going to be?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. However, since I'm taking some time off, it'll be done by my interns, and I hope that turns out really well.
Well, fingers crossed. Okay.
Well, fingers crossed.
So what you have is you mentioned Catholic Mass, and you have something for the Mormons, and you have
and Jewish instruction, right? Then we have Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a Mormon sacrament meeting, and let's say they're none of the above. Let's say they're evangelical and a Christian, and they want to attend services off campus, then I can arrange, once there's a certain level of trust and stability, for them to be able to go off campus with a courier and taken to the church of their choice.
Okay, so you
that only happens about once a month.
Okay, but so you take it very seriously that trying to support their religious, spiritual needs or our interests on that.
Absolutely.
Now this is in the context, I think the readers, in the context of it's your residential treatment center or a therapeutic boarding school, you're both. And so there's therapy, there's therapists, there's all this secular thing going on, but integrated into that is this spiritual experience. It sounds like you've done very, very well at integrating it.
Well, that's been my goal. I appreciate so much religious liberty, and I appreciate the opportunity that I had as a youth with a father who was a chaplain, and I attended Catholic Vacation Bible School and Protestant Youth at the Chapel and non-denominational services, and I got to know world religions. My father always wanted us to understand our neighbors and the countries that we lived in, the traditions there. And so that helped me to be able to put together programs for our students here and support them in their religious liberty and their faith traditions. And my hope is that if they come in as a Lutheran, they leave as a stronger Lutheran. If they come in as a Muslim, they leave as a more faithful Muslim. Whatever their faith is, I hope to help strengthen that. And along the way, healing takes place. You know, the student as a being needs to be treated in every capacity.
You know, one of my observations in the therapeutic boarding schools that I've worked with for about 20-25 years is even the most secular program, at heart the success is some spiritual element in it.
Absolutely.
And it's really impressive that you've managed to make that so the kids do have the choice and have an opportunity, and not only at healing in their emotional problems, but then progressing in their academics, but they also have the opportunity, probably a golden opportunity, to learn about different religions and their own religion.
That's my hope. I feel like if we can have bridges of understanding, that as they get out into their communities, that maybe they'll say, oh, that's what my Jewish friends believe. I remember that. Or that's what my Christian friends believe. Or I know what Ramadan is. I know why they fast. So that we start to get along better as citizens and as nations and communities. So I believe that education is the beginning of that understanding. And if they can have the aha moment in an interfaith worship service, and also the aha moment of there is a God, and He loves me, and I want to know more about that. I like how I feel when I'm here today in this worship service.
Okay.
But that will continue. So.
Okay, well, we've about run out of time, but that's fantastic. It sounds like you've found your calling in life.
I believe so, Juan. I do.
Okay.
It's been 25 years, and it's been great.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Tammy Harris. She's the Director of Spiritual Care and the Chaplain at Heritage School in Utah. Thank you very much, Tammy. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Lon.